Calopsia, written by Swetal MND, read by Raven. Summary: Bucky appreciates being back in New York. Calopsia, noun, delusion of things being more beautiful than they are. I know it's not really true, Bucky said, watching the world go by while they drank coffee. But I always think New York air is the best. Smells like garbage and exhaust and corruption, but it's what my lungs crave. There's a beauty in appreciating the imperfections of things we love, said Steve, looking down at his sketchbook, then sliding his eyes over to Tony, who was busy with his latte. Don't you think? If you want a list of your outward imperfections, you're barking up the wrong tree, said Tony, glancing over the top of his glasses at Steve, and then at Bucky. You two are like the perfect boy-next-door, dark and brooding power couple. I notice you didn't rule out inner imperfections, said Bucky, sounding wry under the shyness. We all know Steve's a giant troll that cheats at cards, said Tony, putting down his phone and picking up his coffee. I know you're a hot mess, but at least you try to be better. Steve is incorrigible. Bucky barked out a laugh while Steve said, Hey! Tony raised an eyebrow to him. Yeah, all right, said Steve, sitting back and sulking. At least you get what I see in Bucky. Well, maybe not everything you see, said Tony, smirking. I haven't seen him naked. You didn't give him the full Monty for maintenance day, Buck, teased Steve. You're never gonna get him in bed with that attitude. My swinging days are over, Captain Asshole, said Tony, sounding a little hurt under the sarcasm. I don't go for the taken ones. What if it was both of us? Asked Steve, all sly and flirty. You two would break me, said Tony. It wasn't clear if he meant physically or emotionally, even to himself. Nah, Tony, said Bucky, looking remarkably perked up for someone who'd just been shot down. We'd keep you safe and sound between us. Make you our own, added Steve, smirking. Take you out and treat you right, continued Bucky, reaching out to put a hand on Tony's. Huh. Well, it might be nice to be the younger man for once, said Tony. He flipped his hand over and threaded his fingers through Bucky's, then held a hand out for Steve. It was Tony's turn to smirk as he added, Still, you're gonna have to do more than a mediocre latte to get me naked. The end. Thank you for listening.